The Power FM Brekkie Show.
In a year dominated by COVID-19 and all that it has to offer, it's kind of no surprise that the Aussie word of the year was going to reflect some aspect of the weird situation we lived through.
And I think they've picked a good one. They've picked a classic Aussie abbreviation.
Yep.
So we love taking things, shortening it to one syllable and adding an O to the end, don't we?
Yeah, that's true.
And that's exactly what we've done here with isolation in reference to self-isolation. We've shortened it to ISO, and they've gone and made it the word of the year.
It is.
And I say good on them.
ISO word of the year. I love it. I think it's. I could think of nothing more appropriate.
Yeah. Apparently one of the reasons why it was picked, other than that it was distinctively Australian to shorten it as such, but also something else we do here in Australia apparently, which I've never really thought much about, is we tend to form compounds from these sorts of words. And we've done the same thing with ISO. For example, you join ISO with other things to create kind of a new activity. We've been ISO baking. We've been giving ourselves ISO cuts.
Mm-hmm.
There's ISO fashion.
ISO exercise.
Exactly. Just more great reasons why it's been named 2020's word of the year.
Some of the ones that beat out was bubble.
Another COVID-related one.
And COVID normal, which is a phrase rather than a word.
Which is very COVID-related.
Yep. And black summer.
Oh, so referencing the bushfires.
Yeah, not related to COVID at all.
Yeah, interesting. So what you're pretty much saying is this year's shortlist was all COVID-related except for the other big disaster we had this year.
Correct.
It's been a hell of a year, hasn't it? 2020.
Lots of curveballs thrown our way, that is for sure.
We're going to remember this one.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.